This is Voice of His Baby.
Dear brothers and sisters, warm greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, popularly referred to as SBV. I am delighted to meet you all once again through the podcast series of our university, SBV. I thank you all for your continuous support in this endeavor. Today, I will be sharing some of my thoughts on combating antimicrobial resistance, need for promulgating a robust and rational antibiotic policy in healthcare institutes. We understand antimicrobial resistance is a global threat today and has overshadowed the potential gain in reducing death attributed to infections. It is estimated that by the year 2050, Asia will have 4.7 million deaths that could be directly attributed to antimicrobial resistance. In the year 2015, the World Health Organization, World Health Assembly adopted a global action plan on antimicrobial resistance involving 5 main objectives. These include raising public and provider awareness, investment in diagnostics and therapeutics, improving surveillance systems, prevention of infections, and optimizing the use of antimicrobials. Antimicrobial resistance in healthcare-associated infections has assumed greater importance in healthcare settings. The presence of compromised individuals in an environment with a variety of infections, agents which are continuously under heavy antibiotic pressure, results in the emergence and spread of resistant organisms to other patients in the form of cross-infection. In this context, strategic approaches against microbial resistant microorganisms in hospital settings are many. These include optimizing the duration of choice and dose of empirical therapy, antimicrobial stewardship, optimizing antimicrobial prophylaxis for operative procedures, developing and implementing an antibiotic policy and standard treatment guidelines, and monitoring and providing feedback regarding antibiotic resistance. It also includes improving antimicrobial prescribing by educational and administrative means. To meet all these strategies, a comprehensive approach through a hospital policy on the rational use of antibiotics is essential.
This is Voice of His Baby.
The antibiotics policy is essentially for prophylaxis, empirical and definitive therapy. The policy shall incorporate specific recommendations for the treatment of different high-risk special groups such as immunocompromised host, hospital-associated infections, and community-associated infections. It is understood that the hospital antibiotic policy is based upon the spectrum of antibiotic activity, pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics of these medicines, adverse effects, and potential to select resistance, cost, special needs of individual patient groups. Antibiotic guidelines for adult patients give an overview of prevalence of resistance pattern in our hospitals. Detailed description of various systemic infections, underlying clinical conditions, likely causative organism, empirical antibiotics to be given, and alternative drugs to be administered in special situations. Antibiotic policy for common pediatric infections and neonates have been framed based on various clinical conditions such as acute respiratory infections, central nervous system infections, urinary tract infections, gastrointestinal infections, skin and soft tissue infections, CVS infections, orbital infections, and other viral infections with likely pathogens. Recommended first line therapy to be started with and duration of treatment. The appropriate use of antimicrobials is mandatory for the effective delivery of care for patients and is a key factor in the management of antimicrobial resistance. The antimicrobial stewardship processes to assist and support clinicians with decisions regarding the optimal selections, dose, and duration of an antimicrobial agent is most important component. The antimicrobial stewardship, in essence, aims at to ensure the best clinical outcome for the treatment or prevention of infections with minimal toxicity to the patient and minimal impact on subsequent development of resistance. Dear all, infection prevention and control in a healthcare setting have a scope of action that goes beyond preventing the spread of multidrug resistant bacteria, as we have noticed and continue to observe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Preventing infection and antibiotic resistance, therefore, involves a global One Health approach, bridging measures that aims to control antibiotic resistance not only in human health, but also in animal health and ecosystem, an approach that is now considered as essential in order to be effective. Thank you. Jai Hind.
This is Voice of SBB.